Well, you see how it is. The enthusiasm wanes. I should have let her have her little speech. I can express it for myself. I'm very grateful. I'm very humble and I'm very grateful for you ones. That doesn't mean that the ones that are not present at the moment are to be left out. I chose not to have a meeting on Thanksgiving so that you ones could get one of these final parties in. You need to keep close with your families. Sometimes you're going to wonder why, because they disagree with you or whatever might be the problems. Parents have trouble realizing the children have grown up. The children are trying to recapture what they had when they were children. And holidays become a rather desperate time. But I want to take the opportunity to say thank you myself. Sometimes it's not too good to be able to see the end of that road. Ones want all the answers, they think. No, you don't. It's a long way between here and there, and you feel like you've already done this for 7 years. You're tired. I know you're tired. And it's time to be able to pass that baton to some others. That doesn't seem to work out always as we plan it either. Ones go away, ones drift back. Unfortunately, the ones that go away do not keep up. So when they come back, they want to reestablish wherever they left off without having done anything in the interim. And they don't know the direction. And certainly you cannot responsibly turn anything over to them if you had businesses indeed. Here, take it. You're in marketing, you're in production, you're whatever you are. Take it and go with it. But we're still sorting out where we're going. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because I have some things to say. I think maybe, EJ, if you would just read what I wrote this morning, then we can talk about that just a little bit. We kind of topsy-turvied things. I wanted to have a meeting. Jack would be here. And other ones that come a distance to be with us. We're going to have to end this a little bit early today. There is a meeting. Norma needs to be out of here and away from here. So we thought we could munchie first and let it go for this Sunday. And that way we can have a reasonable meeting and get out of here also. So I appreciate that. We didn't have much time this morning for writing, but I wanted to get a few thoughts onto paper so that we could discuss a few of the items.
Sunday, November 27th, 1994. Are Republicans the answer? No. The Republic is the answer. You can already see that the voting in of the Republican Party politicians has done nothing save speed up the push to undo you before the switchover. It is the holiday season, I am told. Can we not have even a day to visit, enjoy, decorate, and pretend we are human beings with families and friends?
Just remember, this bunch of elitists passed the Federal Reserve Bill on a December night, in the middle of the night. So be wary. They're trying to pull a lot down right now. Push it before January.
You can take as much time as you feel you want, but no, there is no time for breathing, much less for turning from your tasks for a timeout. Yes, I do tend to double up the work on holidays, for there are fewer distractions. It is sometimes easier for Dorma to work all day than to have time to miss the traditional trappings. I also hope it will not need be this way for much longer, but it is that way now, and all we have is the now. We have so much to present and so little time in which to do it. We will have to consider ideas as to how to fund things, but I want you ones to think to make large profits off our paper and journals, to remember that we have warned from onset of our work here. If you lose control of the paper to advertisements of general nature, we lose our purpose in fact. We have not even begun our real thrust into spiritual truth as far as commanding attention. The word of God must be for everyone. We are also limited to the amount of attention we can pull to our products, which are taken within the body, lest we be brought to confrontation with regulators. I know it is difficult for you, and I have worse news regarding these things. I very carefully thought before even offering the products such as Giandriana, etc., to readers in that form, and for that matter to the local people. Why? Because I cannot stand the distractions which come with same to my scribe. I had hoped we could measure our needs to fit the time slot necessary before we had any time, had many to depend upon us for subsistence. That did not happen, so we needed to move on and begin to structure a market while getting ones into better health and immune systems. It is hard to know what to do, but the word has had to take second seat to the demands of the tinkering here. These are things you are going to have to confront. I would rather you turn your full attention to getting Ron released and able to perform than anything else you can do with the products. I do suggest that you do more advertising for our journals and have a catalog etc., than so much attention to, say, Henry Kissinger. I give these people quite a bit of recognition, and we cannot let our own house fall while building another's. We are getting almost no help at all from any of those we attend. This is not our purpose, but it is difficult for me to smile when we help ones who actually tear us down. As to the lawsuits, I want them over and done with. About all the blood I will tolerate has been sucked from my people, and Dorma is becoming physically ill over the constant consideration to legal matters. Ones who simply want answers. There will be ones coming along that will cause you to feel enchantment and oh good, but I warn you, who think that things can change because the enemy smiles at you, forget it. You don't take eyes for eyes and teeth for teeth, but we do. We don't take eyes for eyes and teeth for teeth, but we do not give away to our enemy the very things which God intends to allow for our use. I marvel at the numbers of uninformed people out working on sophisticated free energy devices and demand that I tell them the secret key to the processing. I am not going to give away any secret keys to anybody. Does everybody hear me? We have ones coming back into the fold who literally turned away, but now see how to get something out of this old boy. No, thank you. Dorma may work best with her eyes closed. I do not. There are no devices which will be given any time to you ones that are not already functional and in action. You are not allowed to have them. I suggest you not go tell your contacts that Hatton will probably tell you about this or that or the other. Hatton will not. I am not the local guru for the children who do us in one day and want the cookie the next. Do I hold a grudge? Yes. Forgiveness is not the emotion or action under consideration. Remembering is. I make these statements here because there are ones entering again into our space who would run things, and it shall not happen. We do have one who would like to offer writings for the paper on subjects of UFO meetings, etc. I have no objection, as I think readers want to know what is going on in those circles. You won't get the facts, but it will be quite entertaining, and after all, that is what gets your readers. It is unfortunate, but so be it. Truth is too distressing for the fragile workers to handle, so they even quit reading what we do offer. Sorry, I just do not think you know the purpose of your own directions. Much the less I ask that you do not foist off your opinions onto me when you are too fragmented to read or learn anything save how to channel or produce the product of the millennia. By the way, Dorma may well enjoy settling something or other with Timothy Binder of USNP and working with him. I have no desire to do anything more than simply settle. I have no favor nor inclination toward anything with any of our enemies. My mission is basically to bring truth in word, and I don't care if Tim Binder never finds the answers, for he certainly does not understand light or frequency of same. Philadelphia Experiment. Quote, "But don't you really want to work with ones like Bielik?" I am asked. "No." I asked a couple of years back for several individuals to get in touch with me, and they didn't. Why would I waste time with them? If anyone was aboard the USS Eldridge and is still running around, he is either a tool or unstable. In the experiments performed, only half of the program was used and botched. Some of those men who survived are still quite nuts, readers. I mean really gone. They still have...
I mean really nuts. Bonker nuts.
They still have a tendency to dissolve at random, and most who survive are in institutions or...
I mean that literally, too. If you ones are not really aware of what went on out of Montauk and the Philadelphia experiment and the Eldridge, then at some point we're going to have to talk about it. And I didn't want to talk about it actually until I had Ron Jackson right by the scruff of the neck. This is top secret, beyond top secret, beyond any of the programs that you had going, and you didn't know beans about what you were doing, and some of the crew of that ship literally sit and dissolve.
That's right.
And then they will reform. And of course, they do not understand. They have time lapses. They're just... And what the government has done to the ones that did survive it. That may be for Claudia. It could be wrong, but...
Hello.
Speak up.
The calling party disconnected. I think it was wrong.
Magic touch.
Where's the hammer when you need it?
Well, he'll probably call right back, so.
I would think so.
I was just about through.
We're still off. Possibly.
You want to back it up, or? Rick, maybe you better.
Hello?
We have Claudia expecting, and.
Yes.
That was all anyway.
Hey, Ron. Hang on a second. Let me get you on the speaker here. Okay, can you hear us?
You're going to get a lot of interference from the speaker.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Am I calling to... I can...
Ron?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're having a little problem with the speakerphone here.
Well, if Brent would quit hitting it with a hammer... These technologically brilliant people here.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody, and I'm expecting to be out this week. So that may or may not take place, but I believe it to be the case. And I have assurances from a member of the Justice Department, so we shall see. And I want to tell everybody hi, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody, and I should be there for next weekend's meeting. And I hope that that's the case.
Oh, boy.
So do we.
Words can't express.
And I really enjoyed this week's newspaper. You seem to be with age. It was really a good paper.
Well, we've got a lot for you to do, son, when you're out.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting busy. And I have to leave the phone, so I got in for a minute. Tell everybody I said hi.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Bye. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Get that gun.
We only had just a little paragraph left on this writing. Maybe I can finish it up if I can find it. Take great care when you encounter ones who begin to remember. Are they valid? Sometimes the information is valid and sometimes not. Every individual is valid. Please bring the past 2 days' writings to the meeting. We need to close this before it is time to leave. I wanted to start this, however, because I want to discuss it today. Thank you.
Would you just pause a minute?
We're on the record.
So I have to come on a day right here in the holidays when there should be great celebration and make announcements like there was no Moses going across any wilderness. When you don't find any fragments of such a massive movement and the archaeologists go out and cannot even find a pottery shard. It didn't happen, did it? Not the way that it was presented to you. And over again, I'm faced with having to confront or accept. Now, just don't worry about this yet, dear sweet ones. We don't want to touch you too heavily. How in the world would you, if you had the job I've got, go about this? How do you go back over 2,000 years into the Old Testament to find out that the biggest things that were supposed to have happened didn't? And confront the things that are in that book with logic, with the light of God shining on the Word. When it didn't happen that way. Your enemy wrote it to suit himself, to pull you along into this trap of ignorance so he could control you. Nebuchadnezzar, all of them. You could write some pretty good stories now after the fact, couldn't you? If there was violence and war, it was not at the hand of God. Now, how do you come to a planet where the preacher is going to tell everybody to beware of anyone coming from space? Beware of hypnosis. That's evil. Beware of those false teachings from over there at the contact. I want to know how in the world to reach through to the reasoning mind. And the reason that I'm having to make this thrust now is because I am confronted with having to write about it. And Dorma is having a very, very bad time. You see, we do not have to change anything. Our job is to bring the word. I'm not asking you to go on a crusade. They did that already. Do you really think God did the crusades? Do you really think Christ was behind the bloody crusades? And now we're having to move into the plan for the destruction of the church. And I'm talking about the Holy Church, the one called the Roman Catholic Church, which was referred to as the Holy Church. How are those Catholics going to feel when they are confronted with and having to realize that their own Pope is out of Jewish Freemasonry? You know, we can plan and we can produce all these symbols and signs and everyone, oh, how wonderful. Now we can put it together because, see, in knowledge, you don't have to fight anything. But they make it very hard for you, don't they? So we've got a dual direction. I am not trying to save this world. Quit it. I am not here to save anything. If you're going to be saved, you're going to do it for yourself. What I would like to see you do is save your constitution. This is a chosen land. But guess who chose it? Your enemy. Alan Dershowitz means it, man. The United States of America is considered the Israel homeland. Hear me. They haven't missed a beat. And they will destroy every Israelite in the nation if they have to. And blame the Ku Klux Klan, which is also theirs. There is no Judeo-Christian anything. Jesus Christ was not a Jew. He might well have been an Israelite. He was not a Jew. Jew did not even become a term until the after the turn of the mid-century of the 17th century, 1765, I believe. Ones began moving back in 11th and 13th century toward this plan. Now, when you face the facts, you're not going to like them. There are so many wonderful aliens among you. But your enemy came from offshore. And he's been here for a long time. And we're going to have to cover that. You are from the tribes of Anunnaki. The original, quote, God of the Anunnaki was Anu. One of the prime gods of that time was Marduk, Ra. Now, Ra was a pretty strong god. And I realize I'm putting this in terminology that infers there are many. And I want to tell you there are many. He was a supreme god. And when we talk about deity, I am not talking about creator. I am talking about absolute ruler. And in those early days of Sumer, they didn't build a Tower of Babel. Remember that old neat story? Everybody did all this chitter-chattering and confusion and chaos. Oh, there was confusion and chaos. They were building a launch pad. That's what the Tower of Babel was.
Right.
You're going to enjoy the writings. And we'll try to integrate them so that they make sense as they move along. With both the building and the destruction. I don't like to destroy anything. Nothing. Ours is to create. But you don't know what to create if you cannot understand why you've been had. You're just blind. And you turn to this group or this other group. And what would give away how little attention has been focused lately is one being very, very pleased to have struck up some relationships with some good old Masons. I advise anyone who was ever a Mason to stay one. I seriously mean it. I don't have anything against the Masons. I have a lot against the leaders who presented that lie to you once. Mm-hmm. But why would you go stick up like a sore thumb to give us more trouble? You're not going to take the mark of the beast. You're with the beast. And what they want you to do is to refuse to take their mark because you don't know what it is, but they can nail you. Easy. Do they want the Christians? You better believe it. But you don't even know what Christ, do you? They took your Christ. Long before he was ever on the cross. They had to kill him, didn't they? They had to kill him and send him into exile somewhere. And structure him according to their mythology as the cornerstone or the head of their church. So you wouldn't know. That the very truth of creation and creator They may lie. And we've got to come up to the holiday season, the most holy of your days. And try to tell the world you've been lied to on that too. Well, it won't require very much, very long, because you can see that the holiness of the thought of Christmas has long since gone. A very few. What is the meaning of Christmas and its Christmas trees and children crying for one more package? And he got more than I did. And I feel like a wet blanket, but I'm really distressed. I'm really distressed because I want you to enjoy the things that are of life. I want you to enjoy the traditions. I don't want my people going around with long faces. This is glory. And you don't have to fight anything. But you've got to make it through, don't you? So we hear from South Africa. What in the world can we say to the ones in South Africa? They're worse off than you. The plan is already underway. Most of the black population is already infected. And ones will tell you from South Africa that everything is worse than it was. Of course. Do you know what apocalypse means? I see the visions. Ah, yes, four horses. Famine, plagues, the end. No, it simply means the absolute uncovering of all little lies. So I guess, kids, we're in the apocalypse. And the reason I'm laying it pretty heavy on you is because I have to ask you once again, who is with me and who is against me? I remember confronting Dorma before. Step across this threshold, and it's too late. There is no going back. And all ones say, oh, I'm with you, sir. So did Patrick Bailey. And now he would like to come back and share. But not this. This is our job. But Annie asked me a very good question that I think we ought to talk about here a minute. Is Ron Jackson going to disappoint us like Gunther Rosbacher? You don't know the value of a Gunther Rosbacher. That's one thing. You're going to think now, oh, well, hot dog, it must be that we just don't know and he's really something. No, what really hurts me the most is Michael's pulling away. You cannot do your job if you pull away. I'm asking E.J., Rick, somebody to find out how to get in touch with Gunther Rosbacher. I am not interested in what he did, what he was. I need now the connections. You don't know what it is you're even after. You think that it is simply that now he is a con man, he is gone, and he took. And he certainly didn't produce. You don't have any idea. And yes, he is a con man. The worst kind. But there was enough truth in what the man knew for Rodney Stitch to write some very, very accurate, dead-on material that you people have to have. And if ones think that I'm going to stand by and let ones like Rodney Stitch and his work go into a heap of garbage because of con people, wrong. I had to have that connection. You had to see what you could do, because now I want you to do it again and get Ron out of there. And Annie put it very good, very well. Well, are we just going to have another Ron Jackson come along? I cannot even talk about Ron Jackson because I don't know if he's real or what. Tell me, Commander. No, I won't. What do you want from him? Well, we'd like some funding. That is the least that you want from him. It doesn't matter if he was nothing the day we met him. He is something now. And if you're going to start a collateral government, which obviously you've got to do, look, you've already been betrayed. You have already been betrayed. You have got to build a government outside that loop. And you've got to bring back your 13th Amendment first. And that means real hell, because that gets rid of the attorneys. They are not citizens of the United States of your America. They have accepted titles of nobility. They call it Esquire, LLD. These are noble names and titles given by the Queen or King of England. And the 13th Amendment, as was originally ratified, tells them, if you accept these titles, you are no longer citizens of the United States. And you may hold no office of authority. Now, you're going to start cleaning up your nation, aren't you, when you get rid of the absolute heap of that garbage. And real lawyers are going to flourish, man. To believe that these cases of property and that gold that should have been turned over with one summary judgment over 2 years ago is still going on, hung up. Gene's got the answers, but you can't get anybody to do anything. That means the attorneys come off the payroll. And the other side is totally desperate. You can't even get in there and get that money back to Dave. They've got it so tangled up. And I want to talk about God, because this is where you're going. And my people are going there. And you can call it a rapture anything you want to. There ain't going to be any rapture for all these people sucked into that trap. And I don't know if you're going to be strong enough to hang on. Or you can be strong enough to hang on to me. But what is coming forth at the hands of these evil beings How in the world can you turn away from them? Your friends, your loved ones. As this truth rebounds. Because they're going to present their lie, and they're going to do it with a flare that'll make David Copperfield look silly. And they've got stuff up there in your skies now that just bounce off each other. You do have some alien technology going on, and I'm talking about space alien. But you see, those ones came to your place a very, very long time ago. And it's hard to even know where to start talking about it.
Commander?
Yes.
My understanding is helium-3 is the big thing now, not deuterium. And they have to get it from the sun.
Well, you've already got deuterium anyway in your water.
No, but the big thing is helium-3.
Is that a question or an announcement?
As far as the technology and the weaponry, is that correct?
Yes. Here's the question.
It's not called helium. That's what they're calling it for the benefit of you people. It's solar energy, yes. It's a big thing. I'm not pausing to make you uncomfortable. I've been called to... I had to attend something else. I'm a little scattered because you've got quite a bit of things going on today that are not visible to you, and that's fine. I want to talk about where we're headed a little bit, because the confusion comes into the minds. What are we supposed to do? Just what are we supposed to do? You're just supposed to live to the best of your ability. Well, what are the laws by which we're supposed to limit or guide our pathway? Where is this Christ we are longing to meet? Longing to reclaim his Father's property. God is only interested in one thing. Everything belongs to God when it comes right down to it. Your enemy knows it. God Creator, and I don't want to get tangled up with what we're going to call this God either. Because you're going to find that it's going to have so many names. Yahweh. Well, what is Yahweh? Y-H-W-H or something totally unpronounceable. So somebody says, Yahweh, well, we'll spell that Y-A-W-H-A-Y or something so that it...